Tată, zunzei ninan gă tocuie mă lăsăm. Tăndan tungbani le ii chi săm. Gânzop jumăn tavă le ii chi săm. Simțină țăvă ninge cimbo chi săm. Simțină pintă vă sâmba iodam. Rang sanje je kombang don ne chipo dang ma do sam. Chipo dang ma do sam. Sanje je kombang don ne sanje je khangam ne chipo dang ma do sam. Oh ya. Pangaso konjo somna teba dongore. Tekpa chimbo je la male somba sanje konjo la teba, chu konjo la teba, gende konjo la teba somde somye.
Kanje do ma vun dai meje sanje ne ra nam sanje. Sanje ne ne ma do do ze ye me da ve lam don ba ye de ra je do je jo nam don ga yo go ju le je ma do da de je go de do se ba je de te la
Ta tambe chula tu sang gonsom se te dong arbe semji na la pin do be zeva ningi chen du ko ne lang de sembri cha.
So one should then begin by developing bodhicitta, which is the right motivation, namely that one out of compassion for sentient beings listens to teachings, reflects upon their meaning, and practices meditation. That is in order to benefit infinite beings.
Pour commencer cet enseignement, Rinpoche nous demande de générer l'attitude d'esprit qui est tournée vers.
Chun korwa ninang jingjing korwa jie bari xie bu xie ba. Chun ni nyang ni len de ba jie bari xie ba. Ni yu bari ni le. Tang bu la. Chu je par ke patel dom de temba tang so sor ke pa ni ni res oh ya
So, as we saw, the text is divided into two main parts, a brief exposition and a detailed exposition. The brief exposition has already been taught, so now we begin with the detailed exposition, which is divided into two main parts. One which explains dharmas or samsaric phenomena, and one which explains dharmata, that is nirvana. In terms of the first subdivision, there are again other subdivisions. The first is a brief exposition followed by a more detailed, where each samsaric phenomenon is explained, though today's teaching is concerned with the brief exposition, with the summary.
Tela ta chu ke pa le ni pe na ni tang bo dom de tem ban ni nam ba tro ke chu ta la ju pa la na me pa te ke pa de tang bo re ke pa re sa ve tang bo am tho mar ke pa re sa ve chor nam ba tro ke nam ba tro ke chu sam ji go ni chu ba tang chu pe tong Kirab di chagin chabar jeba samba di tusam di goni chutalan jubane chutalan korbi chutalan jubane chuteda tinlan beto laname bati korbi chuteda tinlan beto laname ba laname ba si jute dik only yin meba laname ba yinde karresena kangina Yunsin Kangi Sena, Kangina, Panzan Korbu Chujerangin, Panzan Korbu Chujerangin in Teda, Juktur in Detta with Malupa, Dela Dotin and Bemnu Batis and the Laname.
So, there is a presentation in 6 points. Relating to dharmas, which is unparalleled. So there is an exposition of dharmas in 6 points, which is unparalleled. That's what the root text says. The commentary explains this as follows. So one then tries to acquire a definitive understanding of this category of samsaric phenomena or dharmas by means of this presentation in 6 points relating to listening to teachings on this presentation, as well as reflecting upon its meaning in a very subtle way by means of wisdom or superior knowledge. Now, this presentation in 6 points, which explains dharmas or samsaric phenomena, is then unparalleled in that through it one is able to arrive at a definitive understanding of what these dharmas or samsaric phenomena are, as well as an understanding of what it is to be given up, what these samsaric dharmas or phenomena are, their nature is explained. Therefore, one comes to develop a thorough understanding of what is to be given up. Without exception, this presentation covers the whole of samsaric experience. Therefore, through it, one, as was said, arrives at a definitive understanding of samsaric experience. So here it is then pointed out that through this presentation or through this introduction, one is able to immediately arrive at a definitive understanding of all samsaric phenomena without exception. For that reason, this presentation or introduction in 6 points is unparalleled.
Hipar Savala Jupate Korvichu Jensini Hibate Yuksur Tambore.
So there is this presentation which covers all samsaric phenomena in 6 points. The first is then the characteristics of dharmas or samsaric phenomena. So the first point then relates to an understanding of their characteristics.
Donc le premier point de ces six de cette explication en six points, le premier point, c'est la caractéristique des phénomènes du samsara. Et donc c'est ce qui va être expliqué en premier, cette première caractéristique.
Ne tseni karasana gongne temba zonwa dan zemba jyeza da jyeze namba jinje kunto de korme tseni ba ngon le temba dere.
So as has been explained previously, then the characteristic or the characteristics of dharmas or samsaric phenomena relates to a conceptual state of mind which takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities and then proceeds to label what is perceived. That is, conceptual mind labels what is perceived. That then relates to the object which is labeled, and the name itself. So it's a process of naming what is perceived.
Donc c'est ce que nous avons déjà vu dans la.
So in brief, samsaric existence can be summed up as a confused state of mind which perceives or conceives of subject and object in a dualistic way as two separate entities.
Donc on peut résumer.
Rang zungze ninang jinje turpe semde rang korvare yinje zungze ninang jinje turpe semde te senji jinje korvare.
So there is one or there are one's own personal experience and the experience of others. So there is one's personal experience of samsara which is due to one's own confused state of mind, which experience everything in a dualistic way. Then there is the confusion of others, the state of mind of confusion of others that as well sees everything in a dualistic way. So there is personal experience and the experience of others. So there is one's personal samsara, so to speak, and the samsara of others.
Tanyeba Drupatsol and Jupati Tiny Teta Drupatsol and Jupati Nibatere Sabatse Trubatang. Trubatang he becomes a temper. Tiny Tin Tiny and Corva Tin Tiny, Teta Truba. Teta Zumzi Ninang and Nando Tankore. Tiny Teta Trupe. Junsin Caresena, Junsin and Titola, Solan Jupatan Bate. The name Meba Nas and Truban and Gun in your moon joint. Human lunch in salt nine he becomes a temper the chipper. Trupa, Tiny Teta of Trupa. Zumze Ninang Ginger, Zumze Ninang Ginger, Namdo, then Korwa in Bejim Tin.
So, the second point relates to the reason for these characteristics. So, as we saw, the first point was the nature or characteristic of samsara or dharmas. As we saw, samsara is defined as a state, as a dualistic state of mind. The second point then gives the reason for defining samsara in this. That then relates to a verse which Rinpoche taught previously, where it is said that samsara is a confused state of mind where things or phenomena that actually do not have any ultimate existence is seen as having such existence. These samsaric phenomena, therefore, are illustrated by the analogy of illusory elephants conjured up by a magician. Phenomena are illusory in the same way as illusory elephants are illusory.
Tatian Dordona, Zumne, Zumze Ninang Tienje, Namto Te, Koala Yagure. Ta Zumze Ninang Tienje, Namto, then Korva in Bejumsin Carre. Truba in Bejumsin Carre. Korva in Bejumsin Carre, Truba in Bejumsin. Truba in Bejumsin Carre. Nama Tamje, Minang Nito Iba. Tonla Miki, Mina Yang Nama. May Pata Nama Nito Imbisena.
So, as was said, samsara is defined as being a confused state of mind, as a dualistic state of mind. The reason for defining samsara in this way, or for defining confusion, which is synonymous with samsara or samsaric experience, in this way is that all phenomena appear though they have no ultimate reality. The combination of this appearing though not having any reality then is the reason for defining samsara as a confused state of mind, as we saw, that is the same as a dualistic state of mind.
Jorko na zungzin ni jin namba jin tang, jueza juezi jin namba jin ji kundo ande chujin. Korwa yinpe jumtsin yo de, nama de da, Meinang ni to imse. Meinang ni to meba tang nama ni to imse.
So in the form of a logical argument, it is, or this is summed up as follows. One then considers conceptual mind, which as we saw, has two aspects or facets, relating to taking things to exist in a dualistic way and relating to the process of naming what is perceived. that is in a realistic way. Now, this conceptual mind, there is a reason for that. This conceptual mind is defined as samsara or samsaric experience, namely, it is defined as such because these appearances, though they manifest, are unreal. Though they manifest, they have no ultimate existence.
Then
developing an understanding of this.
Donc le troisième point, c'est la façon de montrer que entre dharma et dharmata, dharma et dharmata, phénomène et nature ultime, ne sont ni uniques ni différents.
Yebate nene tumong tumong means it. Ne tumongwa. Nene tumong. Hebe. Ne tumongwa. Nene tumong hebe. Juktor yeba. Tumong mean hebe kapso. Juktor ngabat tembare. Karre. Korwa te nene. Korwa ne tumongwa hebara sawalan juba. Korwa te. Korva same thing, Tumonga ne kande yore. Korva te ye ne ne same thing, Tumonga nawa kande yore, hibarsawa. Tumonga nawa te hikori. Korva te ye ne ne Tumonga, same thing, Tumonga, Tumonga nawa kande yore, hibarsawa la yokwa hibate, dene, joktori yabare, Tumonga yibetor. Same thing, Tumong Mayimba, Tumong Mayimba, Thor, Tumong Mayimba, Nawa Kande Yure. Hibate Nabare.
Then there is the fourth, or there are the fourth and fifth points relating to Samsara, the place of Samsara, and the common and uncommon dharmas within Samsara. So there is the manifestation of samsara as an external environment, and how this environment is perceived by beings in that particular existence. So in terms of the fourth point, it is then explained what is shared by beings in specific environments. Then there is the fifth point, which explains what beings in specific environments do not share, what they do not have in common.
Et donc le quatrième et cinquième points.
Tena tan korvichu tela semtin tamje la tumung dojobe na yo mare le nang tumba. Lege nawan tumbala, tene tumonga now. Benanga to Murso Lenan tumbala tinte, chulan tonsor jig your bada. Chulan tonsor jig the metal and tonsor jig your bandawo, tene tumonga now. Tumonga now and tonsor tendrawo, te young same jing yendala, your mare.
So there is what one may term collective experience relating to that. One's specific environment is shared by the beings in that in that environment. So the externally appearing environment is perceived in the same way by beings in that particular environment. Mm-hmm. Now, if one considers human beings, which is a category of beings, then human beings all perceive water as water. They see or perceive water in the same way. Similarly, they see or perceive flowers in the same way. So they have, so to speak, a collective karma, which is responsible for that they see or perceive things in the same way, and which is also responsible for that the externally appearing environment is the same or is shared.
Relates
to the external environment shared by human beings and the way human beings perceive things. As was said, that stem comes from what one may term collective karma, that human beings have accumulated similar karma. And as we saw, that results in that human beings, for example, perceive water in the same way. Their perception in relation to water is shared, whereas the perception of water for beings that live in water, dwell in water, such as fishes and frogs, is not the same. Now, as was said, the text then relates to the external environment shared by human beings and their perception, not to other beings, such as fishes and frogs. So beings that dwell in water bodies, such as fishes and frogs, do not perceive water in the same way as human beings. For them, it's a dwelling place. Whereas for human beings, it is something to quench their thirst with, something to that refreshes one in hot weather.
Then me to the langa so much so lenang chikpa wangke make it down then zipo ye pen tonto ye dan kado ke lan zipo ye pen tonto tere temonga tonto te. Tundro
If one considers flowers, then human beings perceive flowers as something beautiful, as something which has beautiful shapes and colors. That is again due to their collective karma, whereas bees, for example, do not perceive flowers in the same way. They are attracted to flowers because of their good smell and because for them it is food.
Saya.
They.
Nomia.
They collect the pollen and then later on that becomes honey. So for some beings, such as human beings, flowers are something beautiful, whereas for other beings, it is something which they feed off. It is food.
The tonsor mandaba the yapo he na the ne kanga semla ra lepa tokpa la ra lepa the ha koto bari ti se na sumbar.
So one's perception of things depends upon one's state of mind, the type of concepts that are formed, the way one conceptualizes what is perceived. So because of these different ways of seeing things, then different experiences or types of experiences manifest or occur.
Among the now method, the tonsor teyang, Nanga talkpa latin in John Dogre. Method the same tipo yapatsu to mong the town, the own zippo de tie, piapore sangre. Same the devambre. Same donga chin soga time, bakasu method de la zippo tongo mare, soba deva chito yamare. Tene young soba de jugre. Ten ravolatana tene, to mong the nama young topa nanga talkpa la rallebre. To mong the nama yere in a young te.
So the external environment, which is shared by beings, then, in relation to how the external environment is perceived, there are different states depending upon, for example, whether one is in a happy state of mind or whether one suffers. Now, if one considers the way a flower is perceived by human beings, then for those that are in a happy state of mind, the flower is something beautiful and attractive, whereas for those that suffer, the perception of a flower will not result in happiness. There will be no feelings of happiness. Because one is suffering, because of one's state of mind. So perception, the common perception, then changes according to one's state of mind.
Mong mayin ba de ta, simchin yin da la tu mong nyam dun tong ya mayin ba, rang ke simchin ting ni tu mong mayin ba na wa tang, tu mong mayin ba nyam yung mong bu yuwa.
Then there are uncommon dharmas or experiences that are not collected or shared by others in the same, that then live in the same realm, the same types of beings.
Et donc le numéro, le 5...
Donc de tout mon moyen, bah, yin da gang de yin, tout mon moyen, bah, c'est na, yin la, hie ka le kapo, hie na yang yin de ka to ka le kapo yung yur.
So these uncommon dharmas relate to personal experience, and it may prove difficult to explain these experiences to others that don't happen.
Badan ne tumong badan tumong mayin pe jukchorte yapo ji hina tene serur ton da madopa malam yin do serur ton da madopa nanga nam do la ra le pate tene sabu hito pare.
So if one has a thorough understanding of common dharmas and uncommon dharmas, these two categories, then one will come to understand that in fact things have no external existence. They are nothing but the projections of mind or conceptual mind. Then there is the sixth point, which then explains the lack of ultimate existence of both perceived and perceiver.
Se zonwe yor tang nang zembe sem nipote Zongzen ta te par nawa ne me la rab don jo pe tor Zongzen ni me na yang Zongzen ni me yin de nawa yin pe tor te hi go re mlan na yi mlan do Zongzen ni so khar hen Zongzen ni so hin na yang Zongzen ni me ba yin do dan da zung zugda tero rezi nawa so Zungze ni hergen, ni tar hergen, ni su hina yang, don't ni some other patsot he go. Carse zungze ni dona tropa yena, then true, Newmong tang, Newmong, then danda zungze ni dona dromna, then yande sigma, yande repeat dromatopa. Ta zonga tang zimba may pardon, no one may bet on la rabdon jupitsor. Sorry, he was out. To what?
So, as I said, the sixth point then relates to explaining that perceived and perceiver both have no ultimate existence. Now, if one considers a dream, then perceived and perceiver first appear as though, or first manifest as though being two different things, then conceptual mind takes them to exist in the way they appear to, namely as two separate things. In fact, as we have seen, this dualistic way of seeing things is mistaken. Ultimately, there is no duality. Even though one is under the impression that external objects, such as the objects of the five senses and the individual perceiving these objects, are two separate entities, ultimately, there is no duality. They are not two separate entities. So the sixth point then explains that even though things appear to be dual or to exist in a dualistic way, ultimately they don't. Now, if in fact the case was that things do exist in a dualistic way, then nirvana would not be possible. Nirvana couldn't manifest. Nirvana could also not be established by means of reasoning or logic.
The trauma nyande may be jumping carresena. Penamalam the meat, the petronan jona. Zoom met and Zimba menzin and nam hini potengone, then patropaina. Tinemalang or hina young meat, the goodunga jona doya yomare. Caress and a me, when they drop out, Zungzing, when they over it. You ever send a John Roy? Yeah. Malamdo Zungzing, ye don't drop na yande me, pejunsing, carress and a fair na, they were. Page me in the tomato of it, ah. That big over. Malamdo me, it's a quick, don't I, Jonah? Your metan, zoa metan, zimba menzin in namhi. Je zungzin yilting, zoare. Tamalan je zungzin nipote, meta menzin in namhi nipote, demba trobaina, unetrobaina, malan mo hina young, meets a good donga chon doya yomare.
So
zungzin y demba madro besena, malan mo hiba the tene, meets a good donga chon doore. Tena yer.
So if things actually existed in a dualistic way, then it, as was stated, there is no possibility of attaining nirvana. This is illustrated by the following example. If one dreams that one is burnt in a fire, there is the perceived object, the fire, and the perceiving subject, the consciousness that perceives the fire, the object. Now, Now, if things truly existed in this dualistic way, then even though one may recognize that one is dreaming at that point, one's suffering would not decrease, because things truly exist in this way, in this dualistic way. It is because things do not actually exist in a dualistic way that one's suffering decreases when recognizing that one is only dreaming.
Domjin dorting de nyeba domji don sosor keba la ta tsab sa chi nyire. Domji kab su tro yirwa tangbo som mun la ye simbar ten ba tang. Tore. Tangbo som ye simbar ten ba tang sema som kam der cheba wo. He gins.
Yes. As we saw, the brief explanation was in 6 points. Now comes the detailed explanation, which elucidates each of these 6 points individually.
Sabchi, kar.
I have to look at Sabchi. I don't have it with me. Can you zoom for?
De zar sabchi den le.
La.
Tangbo som hie senpa tenpa, sema som kam den jepa.
La som, la re? Oh, sorry, yes. So, the first 3 points have already been explained previously. Now, the following part will then explain or elucidate the three last points. Or the three following points.
Ta sache ni jinani tangbo som hie sembar tenba ni telan tseni drupa tang jik da tade mayimba jitan dordi yin hisa hisa ba songde tangbo jukpa namba jukpa trok tenba tela jukpa trok nangni tsenye tang tanda korban tsenye tang tsenye tetar yinpe jun tsenye tang tene korwa tang nyande jikda tate kanyang mayinpa jikda tate mayinpa somne gongdo jetar Konde chun korwa ta chunyi nyande je nyamdo tsini xie pa kapso ten simbara. Chetan dor ten je kapso xie pa yendo xie para sao, to para sao.
So, now comes the part which then deals with mentioning that 3 points have already been explained previously. It says that from among these 6 points, the characteristics, the reason for these characteristics, and the fact that they are neither one nor separate are, as has been explained in the brief exposition. So these points in relation to Dharma and Dharmata were explained in the or during the brief exposition.
Mon ye tsare ta ye ya kare ye se na ne tu mon wa ye pa tu mon ma yin ba ye pa zong zai me be ton ton de som ye ya yo ma ye ya
so the explanation of the three following points then remains. That explanation relates to common and uncommon dharmas and the lack of ultimate existence in perceived and perceiver.
Et donc il nous reste les trois points parmi les six, il nous reste les trois points suivants à définir ou à expliquer ce qui va être fait maintenant.
Tene domje tonde ya puto lo zonro na tene sang ka tene jogu hiri.
So you should then try to understand fully the brief explanation. From tomorrow onwards, Rinpoche's explanation will be faster. So,
those are my keys.
he will explain more. Therefore, you should then try to have a good understanding of what has already been taught.
Joksor namba dropo ti ninang korbi chu je nanzor malipa lekpar hibis Elan Tseni Drupa Tang Jigda Tade Mayin Nene Tumong Tumong Me Zong Dan Zibar Nao Ne Mila Rabdo Jukwe Soho Hibate Te Tong Jukchor Namba Drugyo Patele Tangbon Tseni Ne Zong Zin Ni Tang Jueza Juezi De Nao Jinje Kundo Korbe Korbe Chujin Sinita Sini Teta Vimbe Junsine Ninan Korbe Chute Me Yendo Nama Nang Na Yang Nang Yendo Move Matra Patongba Te Menang Nito Imbe Serna Korbe Sini Pronanga nam do imba, tegre, tepare. Chikta tade ma imba. Sumba chikta tade ma imba ne. Chuni rangi nyan de tan chuchin ninan korbi chula. Yuepa ta meba. May be cheaper, you ever say, not more chick young man. Chunin yon day, that chicken coventron say, but some Gerard the Sava, Seva, and Batti, Senna Tade young Tade to young mother. Nene tumong tumong me. Yepa ne tumong bate. Jewa toma me ban ni. Bakchan tümbe mı nanla çot zamar nanata. Bakchan tümbe la nanla çot düter nanla la sope. Tonsor mandaba na so yo pati. Bakchan tümbe la tümonga nanwa yo pata. Tümonga nanwa deyang. Simchin jinten ju tümonga nanwa meyken. Bakchan tümbe nanla nanwa mandaba yo pesirna. Tümonga nanwa yo na yang. Tümonga nanwa de. Mune denbar maro pare. Karsi tümonga nanwa de denbar trupa yo na. Simchin tamche le tümonga nanwa jengo pare. ते में भी सेना पक्षाल तू भी तुम्हों के नाव ये भी सेना तुम्हों के नाव ते यं ते बार मारो पाता तुम्हों के नाव ते ले यं जुरवा से भी सेना यं ते बार मारो पास चिते तुम्हों के नाव सरूर तो हो तो मारो पर तुम्हों माये बकर तुम्हों माये बा सेमचीन रंग रंग सोसू ते ने सेम दांग Semjin yam yong dang. Tumong mayin pe tong tsor mandaba yang yobare. Tumong mayin pe sem dang yam yong dang tong tsor de yin so da yang tumong mayin ba yin pe se na yin la xie na yin yi chi ka wa ten ra wo yang mong bu yobare. Di se na tumong mayin pe teni na wa yang yobare. Zong dan zimba na wa ne mi la rab dun ju bue so. Mulan to zung zin ni su nang na yang, zung zin ni su nang hi na wa tar du denbar hi na yang, na wa tar du maru pa ti hi ndu. Korbu sim ji na la zung zin na so su nang hi, zung zin ni su hi pa nam do kun do yu na yang, kun do ti zung wa tar du zung zin ni su wa maru pa re. Zongzhen ni se ma zhu pa tong nan jok go gu yu re. Jok se ji te zongzhen ni se ma, zongzhen ni se nang na yang zongzhen ni mei pa tsor hi go. Zongzhen ni mei pa tsor hi na, zongzhen ni mei pa tsor de hi na, del ten de tarpa rikpe yang dop to go re. Zongzhen ni len de pe tarpa yu de, zongzhen ni denbar ma zhu pa se. Zongzhen ni nang na yang nang ma ta de denbar ma zhu pa se na, Zongzhen ni lin de pe ren yin yang de yang ri pe zhou du. Zongzhen ni su nang na yang ni su ma zhou pe ten se ki yang kor bu sim jin lan churpa yue pa tang. Churpa de le churpa yue pa yang zhou du re. Churchur yang zhou du re. Churpa tang churpa yang ri pe zhou du re. Ri pe zhou du pa de gom jam na de ne Nyamnyong ke yang drop to pare. Pena gom japa kapsa yang tingin zengje sanang ke yang nama naso ikhya kare. Nama naso ikhya na yang nama te nama tar do mato pare. ते तब तां जोखर नंबर ड्रॉप दे या पर जी ये पर ये ना निन्न कोर्बे चुजे ना निन्न कोर्बे चुजे ना जोटा ने जो ही तो बारे निन्न कोर्बे चुजे ना जोटा ने जो या बो ही तो ना जंगजे निलं दे बे तने न्यां दे लं जोखर ही रहे तीसरे ना जिप्सन संबंध गुंबे तांडा चुडां चुनी चुन कोर्बा तां चुनी न्यां दे Nijia tini sorsor se di hiepa chavan zi pari. Ta te tabo samna nyambari yaa di samna di hiepa gom. Hiepa gom. Tela, Tsini, Tropatang, Jigda Tade, Mayimba, Chetan Dortin Yindo. Tsini, Tropa, Jigda de Mayimba de, only he is in bar. He is in Bayin Sumba. Tela, Tsini, Tropatang, Jigda Tade, Mayin. Nene, tumong me, zong dan zimbar, namane, me la rapto to peso. Chepar the ne tumong watan, tumong main batan, ne tumong wa dela yang, pakan tumbe, ne tumong wa your batan, pakan yonder of a cups, ne tumong wa de, your assessor de hina, tene, serer denbar madropa, same than the daughter. Serur sem zang de to to ba yin na serur sem zang de to na serur dong de ma ro pa to bu re so ba re serur dong de ma ro pa to na de ne zong wa serur zong wa ma den bar ma ro pa to na de la ten den zemba yang ma ro pa to bu re zemba yang ma ro pa to na de ne zong zhen yi len de ba re zong zhen yi len de be ni mi ji dong to to Zungzi Nilin de Pechuni Yung Rotang Yendong Tadosena Zungzi Nilin de Pe Zungzi Nimi Ji Yehi Zungzi Nisum Me Petra Ji Yehi Yung Rope Tendangomare Samsa Tadosena Zungzi Nidonge De Konani Zungzi Niji Tongbe Chuni De Yunmi Yung Rope Secret Yoruba may be on. Zungze ni ji tongbe, zungze ni tongge. Tani lende be sarik zanti. Ranrik de. Sinche ma lopo yong rup sikre. Yintong tumo mayimba tato se na zungzhen ni li tongbe, zungzhen ni ji tongbe tuita ji yi hi re. Zungzhen ni ji tongbe tuita ji yi hi te kunto ke ne lo re. Karma ba te yin hi ke tanda demo hi za ma le song yore. Korba te yi ni ka nyang yin de, kundo te yi ni ka ye hi de. Kundo ke te yi ni, kundo ke te kona ni ye hi song pa te ta te boi wa. Kundo te yi ni ka ye hi de. Jik ta tome danyi len de pe chuni tokwa lo de den jo.
Korba te yi ni ka nyang yin de, kundo te yi ni ka ye hi de. Ye dang tu me dang ni len de be chu ni to be lo ru de ju ru ju give one de ye ji wo ge su na Sesama tambah kunci itu perisau menjulur boku ya ina duki anda dandre me jarbe kosong duki raja yo
apa ya yang sang domtek jualan kerogoh ya bukan sesama kerja.